106.7. Washington, D.C. This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
I got two guys, Sean Payton and Mike Zimmer. You got to keep an eye on those two. Because they're going to try to get the upper hand on. Mike wants the defense to do well. And Sean, he's going to have a few, no disrespect to the Orientals, but what we call Jap plays, okay? Surprise things. And no disrespect to anyone.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video from Tom Monroe from his latest disc entitled Tom Monroe on a New Wavelength. And that's a pretty thing called Turning Japanese.
Hi, everybody. Hi, and welcome
Hello.
To the show. The big news is Mike has his brand new chair.
Yes.
And it does not recline.
It does not.
Mm. Oh, my.
But it was supposed to. But I'm very comfortable. I think I might like it. Even though it does not recline, I think I might be happy with it.
Hello?
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it. It can be sent back. I don't think they have one that reclines in office furniture.
Well, I think it's going to work, Beth Ann.
Sure?
I think I'm happy with it.
Because I still have the box here, and it can be...
I think I'm going to keep my head in this position all day. I will recline my neck.
Your voice doesn't sound right when you're...
I will recline my neck.
When your head is back like that.
Somehow the throat is not functioning.
For goodness sakes, let's get this man a true recliner. Let's move out of the world of office furniture.
It's a pretty little thing called turning Japanese.
But he said he didn't want a recliner.
But there has to be like a sport utility chair that would work for Mike that would recline. What about one of those babies at the Sharper Image? What about one of those like massage chairs?
One of those ergonomic chairs. Or the Healthy Back store right down the street.
Is that what you'd like?
Oh, those are expensive.
This gentleman gave and gave.
I'm very happy with this. I think
I still have the box. Give it a test
really...
run today. If you don't like it, rebox it.
All right.
There.
All right.
You know what's very good?
What?
Are sex chairs.
Sex chairs are fun.
Yeah.
They're comfortable. Because you can suspend them from the ceiling. That's
why don't we get Mike curious? Why don't we get Mike like a barbershop chair or a dentist chair?
They're so expensive and they're so heavy and. There's not a catalog for dentist chairs.
Okay, how else would it be if
I'm listening to so many reasons why something can't be done.
How about somebody out there listening to the show who would like to
sell
us a barber chair.
You know, it'd be nice.
Sell it to us. Sell me your children.
A barber chair, that way you could take a nice straight razor shave during the show.
Oh, my God. Well, now you're talking about heaven. Now you're talking about fantasy.
All right, Beth Ann, what we're going to have to do is we'll get through the show with this chair, but we're going to have to box
I'm
this
very,
one.
No, I like, no, I don't want to do that. I think this chair is going to work.
Is he going to complain about it for the rest of my life?
No, I'm not. I'm really not. I don't think I've figured out how to use it yet. I think it does tilt back a little bit.
I bet you break it first. I tried it out.
Really? You tried to tilt it?
Wow.
Yeah.
The Commander 2 barber chair is $1,500.
Oh, the Commander 2 is excellent.
The Commander 2?
The Commander 1.
How's that look, Buzz?
No picture.
Really? Like a barber chair, I'm guessing.
All right, here's the thing. If it would make you happy...
Yeah?
I'll split the cost with you if you want to buy
for a barber chair.
If you want to buy a barber chair,
you know,
I'd sure like one.
I'll split it with you. That'd be great.
My Uncle Pete owned one at one time and loved it.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, classic one.
Yeah.
Can we use it, Rob?
Oh no, he doesn't have it anymore.
Rob, you're plugged
sold
in.
He sold it to another disc jockey.
Hey, you know what?
You're plugged into the eBay. You can find one on eBay.
No time.
I'm gonna call Frida here in a couple of seconds anyway to yell at her about something, and I'll get her involved in this as well.
Okay,
this is right up her alley.
Yeah, I think it would be a novel thing to have a barber chair.
Do you still have the hairdresser's chair?
No, we do not. That Bride of Frankenstein hairdresser.
Yeah, and I'll
chair.
Go over.
We do not.
I'll go over during the break and look at the barber chairs and. In Buzzes.
Yeah, there's some modern ones.
You see what you need to
so
make?
So excited now. You know, I really was very happy with this chair. I would be satisfied with this chair.
Here's Phil from Louisiana during the pre-show. Phil.
Hey.
Hey, hi.
How you doing?
We're doing fine.
There's a bunch of barber chairs on eBay. I'm looking at about 10 right now, $1,400 down to $388.
What are they paying on shipping?
Oh, I haven't gotten that far, Rob.
Here's what I'd say.
Research and planning. I don't have that kind of time.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Nobody has any time.
No, it's very busy.
You know, if I'm going to pay for half of it, I'd say let's get him a real one. Let's not get a retread one that people have done stuff in. Let's just go to the barber.com.
Like a real barber chair.
Yeah, where you buy a real barber chair. And get your real barber chair.
How cool is that?
You go to the barber college where you used to be taken.
But as far as Beth Ann's concerned, I think we keep this chair. I mean, this is a good chair. And when you get good furniture in this building, I don't think you let go of it.
Okay. All right.
So hold on to this one.
But that fan really, we're going to have to get Michael Barber chair.
Okay.
And see if it's possible to get overnight delivery.
The S500 is $500.
That won't work.
No.
See,
the $1,400.
You've already told us that there's one that costs three times as much.
I get it. Right. All right.
That's the one we have.
I'll go over during the break and look at Buzz's website.
I bet the $1,400 is actually probably still entry level.
And the nice thing is the varying degrees of
right.
But of course, you know, the barber does that, so Rob will have to bring me up and down.
Rob will have to go over
the pump and
hit the step.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing with the barber with the.
We're also going to need two mirrors. And a rotating pole.
Oh, very exciting.
All right. Goodbye.
I'm just a little excited.
Goodbye, BA.
Bye.
Wow.
Thank you.
Every time.
Love you.
Hey. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, no.
Hello. I'll give you a groaner and another super groaner.
Well, Mrs. Shannon, I'd love to hear a groaner.
What candy bar is the most popular with hot-looking moms? Milfy Way.
Not bad.
And then this one.
Why did I say that?
This one comes courtesy.
Very bad.
This one comes courtesy of guest writer Peggy.
Ah.
Yeah.
Aunt Peggy.
Yeah, she's. Is Aunt Peggy part of this service?
No. Oh, no. Yeah. It's Rob's Aunt Peggy. She's 85.
Oh, Aunt Peggy.
Yeah, Big Daddy's sister.
How do you make holy water? Get regular water in a pot and boil the hell out of it. That's a groaner from Rob's 85-year-old aunt.
Wow, isn't that sad? I mean, cute.
That is cute.
Or we could go back to the script.
Cute, not sad.
What do hot-looking moms order at Dairy Queen? MILF shakes.
So somebody got on the whole MILF riff.
Yeah, that's it. Let's just start the show.
Hey, now.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, there we go. That's right.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, and we are, yes. And hi, Julia.
Hello.
Hi, Julia. And. Then you got these right.
Kill them. I hate them.
Getting this system. Now it's say hi to Rob.
True story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
You know why those guys are here?
Why?
To shepherd you through the afternoon. Good afternoon.
Thank you for reminding me. I did want to mention that. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Another day of getting everything you want and all the ships at sea. Half of light and half of dark. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye, Rob. And hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show. Oh, let me say hello again.
Hello.
Don and Mike show. New episode on this Wednesday. 07-1404.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Yeah. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Right. Don and Mike show, and it's July 14, 2004.
Wow.
Call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada, you can't use the 800 call, or 877. Call 800-636-1067 for Antiquated Canada, and Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067.
The summer is just flying by.
Yeah. Antiquated Canada.
Half a
couple of quick things. First, it's raining here in D.C.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to go on a big rant about the weather people because they've been calling for floods and it's not flooded. It's flooded like 100 miles away from here.
Right.
But I do have to quote Tom Curine from News Channel 4.
That's a great quote.
I'm watching the 10 o'clock news this morning, 10 a.m., and I'm waiting for the weather. And, of course, he, like all of them, is forecasting the end of the world because there's going to be, you know, the slight risk of heavy downpours.
Sure.
And, you know, hail.
And in fairness to them, there has been severe weather today.
But then here's what he says. So as this weather approaches the Washington area.
Listen to this. This is great.
You know, the Channel 4 and Bob, lead meteorologist Bob Ryan will be here starting at 4 this afternoon to shepherd you through the afternoon.
Like we're what, his flock?
We're the sheep.
I'm picturing Bob Ryan, the weather guy at Channel 4, wearing like a Moses robe, and he's
See, you had that. I pictured him in a little Bo Peep costume.
Either works, but he's got a stick.
Yeah. Come this way.
You know, and here's,
this way I will save you.
You got all 6 million people that live in this town following stupid Bob Ryan. Come this way. The weather's not this way.
Then feel the wrath of Ryan.
Oh. Anyway, stink on that. And then by accident, when I'm coming in today.
Stink on that.
Come in by accident today, I hit the wrong button, and all of a sudden I'm not listening to XM. I'm listening to Bill O'Reilly on WJFK.
Hey, that was a lucky mistake.
It is the wrong
one. Yeah, lucky mistake. And it was a great time because it was right as his show is ending. He's going to commercials.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say hi to all of my great whore friends here in Whore City.
Hi there.
Because I heard, as I pulled into the station, the first commercial was Mike O'Mara. Hi, this is Mike O'Mara for whatever, the golf place or something.
Right.
Then it was, the very next spot was, hi, this is Buzz Burbank.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if it was a diamond store or it was a car place, whatever it was.
One of those.
It was Buzz. Then there was another commercial. And then the third one, third out of four is, hey, it's your old buddy Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, my God.
And I just thought, you whores.
I'm embarrassed. I'm almost embarrassed to show my face at O'Mara's with that. I
look around, Cafe.
I truly am. So were we all on the same stop set?
Yes, you were, and there's no way there's no way to code the system against that because... Now, Mike, this is not so much on you, but this is on Rob and Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
They're such whores. Each of them has like 10 or 15 commercials. I mean, between the two of them, mm-hmm. there's 10 or 15 commercials that are currently rotating.
Now, when are you going to do one?
That would be the 15th of never.
But you've done them in the past. You've done a couple, haven't you?
Yeah, and I don't like doing them.
You hate doing them.
Have you no product you would endorse?
No, I don't. Any product that I would endorse, no, I don't, Rob.
Wow.
Really? I mean, my wife and I had this discussion.
You know, the truth is, I don't do it a lot either unless I truly believe in the product.
Ditto.
Whore. That's fine.
That's true.
That's fine. Yeah. You know, and I'm a whore even worse than you guys, but the thing is, I didn't do it publicly. Mine was a private whoring.
Yeah.
When I went to that guy's house and showed up to get that discount on the bracelet for my wife.
I should point out that in payment for the commercial that I did, I was compensated in merchandise.
We all were.
Yeah, and that somehow what?
Well, no, because I wouldn't do it. I couldn't think of...
Enough money?
Thank you, Rob.
Hey, from all the people.
I know.
Hello,
right.
Pot. I'm Kettle.
I know, and we're both as black as pitch.
Wow.
You're black?
I am. As black as a thousand midnight.
Isolate that.
Right,
isolate
please.
Rob saying he's black as a thousand midnight.
You can call me the whore, but I'm not in their whore category.
No,
you
that's
said before.
What I said.
Between the two of them, who would be the winner? Because I swear to God, I think it's a horse race.
No, it's got to be Buzz. It's got to be Buzz because Buzz has been in the whoring field so long.
But not for any lack of trying.
Let me tell you why Buzz might get knotted out, though.
Really?
Why? Why?
The wedding show.
That's true.
Yeah. True. Rob hosts. Yeah.
That's an entire infomercial.
Rob hosts infomercials. He's done a wedding one. He's done a car show on the weekend.
Two car shows. I mean, shy of wearing red suspenders or a festive sweater, I am the king of the infomercial.
All right, then you're the
it
first
might be,
one.
I think it's a tie.
I think it's it's a different category. Buzz is a high-paying hooker. And me, I'll take just about anything you throw my way.
You're a streetwalker.
Yeah, Buzz is like a private dancer. You're a dancer for money.
Rob does one-night stands. I'm looking for a relationship.
And Mike would be more like Carmen Electra. Mike would be the celebrity hooker.
What the hell is that?
What's happening? Wait, what's going on here?
Joe just brought... Is that a new chair?
What is this, Joe? Joe, speak, please.
It's a chair.
Joe.
Some sales guy named Gary called me and said, go back to his desk and get it.
Speak, Joe. Speak. As Joe comes to the studio, I'm like, come on. Speak like you're an animal.
Wow.
Who's Gary?
All right, let me try this.
I don't know.
All right, so there's a chair here right now that apparently may recline for Mike.
All right.
it.
It's got all kinds of flippers on it.
Yeah, doodads and wing nuts.
Oh,
my God.
We may have to cancel the plans for the barber chair.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Do you like that? Now, Mike,
that is a cool chair.
Don't throw the other one aside like it's a piece of garbage.
Oh,
yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Now you
Wow.
Now you're really reclining.
Oh, my God.
World of difference.
You see this, Beth Ann? You see how happy he is now?
How did you just recline in that?
I'm so happy.
Hey, that's true.
Did Joe just recline then?
Joe is reclining.
Yeah, however.
How did you do that?
Mike is torn.
What, Joe?
Improv.
Did Joe just recline my chair?
Yeah.
Well, you know, now I've got two to choose. This.
But that's the one you should go with, Mike.
Is this mine now?
That's big and space age looking, and it's got lots of padding on it.
This is fat.
It's got a headrest.
I have never in 20 years working with you felt more comfort in a studio than I do right now. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Listen to the voice, too.
Yeah.
I'm not in the position that I was in before.
Oh, my God.
Where did we get this chair?
Where did this come from, Joe?
Online.
Don't touch it. It's perfect.
some sales guy named Gary, I don't know which one he is,
no.
He called and said, hey, I got a chair for Mike. I said, well, bring it in. And he said, no, I'm a sales guy. Go back to my desk and get it. It's like a captain's chair.
And I can have this.
Apparently.
Well, is the guy here or is he out on a sales call?
He's on a sales call.
Gary, whoever you are.
I'll go back to the phones and see if we can... You know,
Gary, you rock. This is the greatest chair I've ever had in the studio.
Is he the salesman that looks like Joan Crawford?
That's
he might be the one who looks like Don's lost twin.
Oh,
well, that guy?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Hey, whoever
these people?
Whoever that guy is, let me just say, he's got to be handsome with a capital H. If behind my back you're referring to him as my lost twin. And also, Mike, that's my first hearing of that, which means the guy must be ugly if they say he's my twin.
No, he's not much of a dresser, but there is a similarity.
Yeah.
Well,
whoever he is, I'm going to shake his hand. This is fabulous.
Is it really great?
It's exciting great.
Is the bed?
We can cancel the plans for the barber chair.
Oh, now that saddens me.
Right, but no, but this is great. This is, it's a known commodity. We might get the barber chair in here and it wouldn't work.
Okay.
Right? Rated on a 1 to 10. If 10 is like a feather bed.
This is a 10.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's so comfortable. And I'm rocking as I'm talking. Look, I can talk.
Yeah, but you'll stop that eventually because that's some sort of aerobic exercise.
Anything to get my heart rate up.
Come on.
Very nice.
Darling, where are you? Hi, darling.
Well, hi, sweet.
Hey, have you had the radio on?
Yeah, right. I mean, I wasn't paying attention, but yes.
Okay, Mike, how would you... Now, are you really married to this chair?
Yeah.
Or you want us to try to find you a barber chair?
No, because you know why? I mean, it's a lot of effort on a lot of people's part. And if this is the chair, I am delighted. I mean, absolutely delighted
with
this chair. I mean,
this
is terrific.
Then consider that job done. Mike's chair is in. The new computers are in.
Yeah.
We're all set.
We're set. I mean, the eye line is good. You and I can see each other better, which is terrific. And
did you notice, incidentally, what I did for you?
What did you do? Because something is different. What did you do?
You know what I did?
What?
You see what I did to this poor girl?
Oh, my goodness.
Jennifer moved her aside.
You see where Jennifer was? You see? You
moved her down.
You know how Jennifer normally is right here?
Yeah.
Right at eye level?
Yeah.
Look where she is now.
The only thing that drives me insane...
She's over here in the corner.
Is we literally look at each other through a bunch of cables and wires and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Mike, live in the now.
It's radio.
Live in the now.
The picture of
what, darling?
I could send in a picture of me to replace Jennifer.
Now, see, I don't need a picture of you because...
I could use one over here.
Could I point out... you want a picture of Frieda?
Sure. I mean, if you've got Jennifer over there, I'll have Frieda over here.
Could I point out that when...
There we go.
Could I point out...
So
I like you when that cord is moved out
like
of the way.
I'd like to see your hands.
You know what would be good is if we got you some Jim Nance-styled headset.
When I wake up in the morning, the first thing I see is a portrait that was taken of my wife when she was, 12 or 13?
Yeah,
where she looks like Winnie from the Wonder Years.
That's a nice picture.
She's the only one out of five kids that had this, her mom had this portrait commissioned, and for whatever reason, it's hanging in our bedroom, and it's the first thing I see in the morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it nice?
So maybe how would you feel about donating that to the studio, honey?
I don't think it would be properly cared for.
Really?
What do you mean that you don't think it would? I wouldn't do anything to it. I wouldn't like draw a mustache on it or draw like a Herman Munster scar on it.
I'd be worried about the graffiti.
Can you imagine how long it would be till somebody drew a Hitler mustache on the picture of my wife?
Oh, that'd be off.
It'd be like 5 seconds.
No, I don't think.
Oh, God.
What? Oh, you're just enjoying the chair?
I am so comfortable.
That's just fantastic. I'm glad you are.
I've got to meet this guy, Gary.
And honey.
Yes.
Listen, there must be a very handsome man here at the station that you must meet for all of your single friends out there who are still looking for men.
And That's true.
And you know who I'm talking about in particular, because apparently there's some guy so scary handsome, they're saying behind my back that he's my twin. Uh-huh.
And is this the guy that got the chair? Is this the Gary that we're talking about here?
We don't know that.
We don't know.
We don't know.
You know.
We don't know, but all I know is this guy that looks like me would really be hideous.
There's...
If everybody's said this and has kept this from me, because I'm normally in on the nicknames and such.
I think there are a lot of new salespeople who we have not met yet.
Let me throw out the fact, Sugar, that you were adopted, and maybe you're related to this guy.
Well, maybe we get a DNA test.
Or maybe he's just the guy who's kind of fat and kind of bald.
No, it's more than that.
More than that.
Hey, wow, thanks, Buzz. Thanks, Grandpa.
Not just that, in other words.
Hi, Joe.
Not everybody is saying this behind your back. It's just something that I came up with to amuse myself.
Oh, it's Joe original.
But Joe, you started it, though.
But Joe,
I have started it. I've kept it under my hat until now.
But I noticed it, too, and apparently Rob had also.
Really?
I heard it from John Norman before I ever saw the guy, and I wouldn't say that he looks like your brother or your twin. I would say it's more of like a stunt double.
We got to get this guy in the studio.
Either way, all I know is he's got to be handsome.
If
he's not here right now, he's probably out getting laid.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. He's probably out getting laid.
He's out modeling.
He's a stud muff out posing as you.
You could send this guy to do all the things that you don't want to do. If you have to have a meeting with Alan, send him in there.
It would work.
You know,
that guy.
If you have to go antiquing with me, send him.
Darling.
He could be your stud muff.
He seems nice.
Darling.
Yeah.
Buzz, lay off that.
Sorry.
Just lay off that until I meet the guy.
Okay.
Until I see how hideous the guy is myself. Okay.
All right.
Then I'll put all of your comments into the proper slots. All but, right. Mike, I'm glad you're comfortable.
Oh, my God.
Anchorman, because I've been feeling some real heat from our listeners.
Yeah, you have. Yesterday in particular.
I recommended the movie, and all these dopes are calling me up and saying, this movie's not funny. Now I know my own convictions. I know what I think is funny, and screw the rest. But you're a snob. This is a movie that a spoiled snob should not like. Yet, did you, Lady Frida, my lady, did you enjoy Anchorman?
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
Good.
I enjoyed it, and I would like to see... The Lovely or Delightful or whatever that other
No,
movie.
I'm not going to see that Cole Porter movie.
So I like other kinds of movies, too. But,
That's my point. Exactly my point.
It's funny. It had a lot of laughs in it.
There you go. So, see? Look at that. And you would think that she would look down at a movie that had, like, erection jokes. She laughed.
One of the people.
She laughed.
Speaking of that erection.
She laughed when the people in front of us left because the children were bothered by that scene.
We might have to go see that tonight.
Where the parents were bothered that the children were bothered.
It was a movie we saw that was a comedy just a few weeks ago that we were really disappointed that we were hoping would be good.
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
Yeah,
Ben
right.
Stiller. Right.
So that was only, that was like a C-minus movie, and this was, a B-plus movie.
Okay, so and with Frida, like, that's the best grade you can possibly get.
And especially with a comedy.
Yeah.
Is a B-plus, yeah. And a comedy that's kind of gross. So anyway, thank you.
I went to their website. Have you seen their website? It's very funny.
See, again,
She's so excited about it, she checked out the website.
Listen to this snob laughing. Listen to this.
And it has the different colognes that the
Ron Burgundy
character wears.
Right.
Brian Santana.
Oh, yeah, that's the other guy. That's the sports guy. No,
he's the news reporter. He's not the sports guy.
Is he the guy that we thought was so funny?
Camp Kind is the sports guy. I don't think he was. He was the one with the hat. But Brian Fontana was the reporter on the street.
Right.
He was the one that wore the...
Do you even remember the names better than I do?
Wow. This has a lot more than Will Ferrell going on.
Oh, yeah.
Big cast.
And it's got, like I told you, a lot of cameos. I don't want to ruin them for you, but like Tim Robbins, who's not in the movie for 5 seconds. Tim Robbins, who's in the movie for about 15 seconds and has a very funny scene at the end.
We were surprised by a lot of cameos.
And Jack Black.
Really?
Yeah, again, let me just say, this is my wife, Frida,
who,
you know, 9 times out of 10, I will vilify as a snob on this show. Even Queen Frida enjoys Anchorman. So all of you listeners that called me yesterday, eat one. Eat a big one right now.
Wow.
Thank you, darling.
I'm on their website right now, and I'm at Cologne Corner looking at Sex Panther Cologne. Remember, that's the one that smells like the inside of a hollow leg.
Now you're giving away the jokes. Now, don't be giving away all the good jokes.
I'm only one of them. All right.
All right.
Okay, bye.
I love you. I'll see you later.
I love you too. Bye.
Okay, goodbye. So there you go.
That
see?
Was fun.
She's a snob, and she liked it.
Yeah.
So all of you, just like I said yesterday, up your nose with a rubber hose. I know Joe's been in here a lot, but I would love for him to do some reading for us.
Very good.
You know what? Hold on. Strike that. I got something else even more important. Rob's impossible secret sound.
You touched on this briefly yesterday.
I promised this yesterday. I wanted to get to it today. Rob has a knack for selecting the secret sound, which is one of the most popular contests that we've ever done, and it's the oldest goddamn radio contest in the world.
And the secret sound is basically an opportunity for listeners to guess what the sound is, and if you guess, you win money. And Rob's joy is picking sounds that are impossible to decipher. No one
so
can do that.
I was saying that, you know, that's a good contest to bring back. And now that we got some money to give away, we can actually do it like a real radio station where we add money every day. We add $100 every day. It could be, end up, you know, worth thousands of dollars.
Thousands of dollars
thousands
for you.
Thousands of dollars.
Jerry time.
Video.
Turning Japanese.
No, Nice.
Japanese.
That's one that's called Turning Japanese.
Thank you. That's the pronunciation. Japanese.
Jerry time.
So we're going to bring the contest back. And Rob says to me, he says, I've come up with five or six really great sounds. And the first one he plays for me is so happy. He says, this is one no one will ever get. And he explains to me what the sound is. And even though I understand it, I go, I give him like a tentative okay.
Right.
Then we get to work, and I think about it, and I listen to it. And I think, there's no way. Now, here's the sound. And it sounds, of course, like that's Rob.
He applauds his own sound. Yes, his own evil.
So here it is again. That's the sound. Right. Now, the clues that we would have given would have been along the lines of first, home entertainment, movies, television. Eventually, we would phase out DVDs. It has nothing to do with DVDs. You would figure out it has something to do with VHS. It has something to do with videotape.
Mm-hmm.
So this would take maybe 2 weeks of people calling in, hearing that click, and giving enough clues that eventually they'd figure out the most popular guess would be hitting the eject button and having a videotape come out of a VCR.
But that's not it.
That's not it.
Hmm.
Rob, would you give me the example, please?
Yeah.
Hold on, and before you do, tell everybody, explain to them.
Can I guess before, since that's what it comes from?
Uh-huh.
It's clicking over the don't record over switch.
No, it's not.
No, but that's a good idea for a secret sound.
No, it's not. It's Mike. It's even more heinous than that. It's even
how can it be?
It's even more impossible than that.
My God, what is that?
And it's something I don't think anybody would do. Anybody that still watches a lot of VHS. What is it, Rob?
The protective front. Where that comes back to reveal the tape on the front of the tape.
Flip cover.
Yeah, it flips up,
see,
and that's
Mike?
It.
You see this, Mike?
Yeah.
You need to do, there's a little switch on the
spring-loaded,
side.
Spring-loaded.
Yeah,
lock switch on the end.
And that's pulling it back and then letting it go. And letting it go is the secret sound.
As so many people do. You're a monster.
Now, I'm not explaining this correctly.
You're a sick monster.
I'm not explaining this. What you do is you take a VHS tape.
Right. Yeah, you take the protective plastic cover that covers the actual tape itself in the cassette.
Turn around back. You know, the part that doesn't have the label on it.
Right.
Then, and why you would do this, I don't know.
Untangle the tape if it gets caught in the machine.
Okay, so then.
Yeah, here's
but
you have to hold it with your thumb.
Yeah, it's spring-loaded.
Right.
Now, here's the live version of that same secret sound.
See? There you go.
But still.
And mostly people don't do that.
Yeah, thank you, Buzz.
Very, very obscure.
But there are some who do.
Yeah.
I did.
You're the only one. You're the only one. I decided that one was too impossible. Okay, Mike's going to give it a try.
Thanks.
There you go.
Wow.
Now, my only comment was, it's a great sound because it sounds like all the other ones.
Yeah, and it's that, you know, I don't know where, you know, does he, like, take all of these devices and record them in his toilet so they have that same metallic hollow sound.
They're all done in our production room here, unless it's very, very big. Then it's done in the field.
But even now, when trying to explain to somebody, I'm thinking, okay, so let's say that we get someone who says, it's a VHS tape, it's putting a VHS tape in, and Rob would go, no, no, no. How are you ever going to explain to someone it's the backside of a VHS cartridge that you click open if for some reason you want to get at the videotape inside?
That would have been Rob's dream scenario. We would have gone through the entire contest without having a winner.
But the idea was to be sounds that you'd hear around your house, no matter how difficult the sound might be to guess, something hear.
A
common everyday sound.
This would not qualify.
That would not qualify at all.
But as far as explaining it, it wouldn't be up to us to explain it. It would be the listener who would have to explain
it. Yes, and you would enjoy the months of torture.
And we'd never have a winner. We would never have a winner in that contest.
Ever.
I mean, we're coming off the last Secret Sound contest where I thought we could have modified it to make the sounds just a bit easier for the listening audience.
No.
No, you hate that.
If that were the case, there'd be people that didn't get a mohawk or lose an eyebrow.
Wanted to be tough, want to be able to give away bigger amounts of cash.
Right.
However, don't want it to be so impossible. That's right, and all in pennies. All of our contests from now on will pay out in pennies to make the prize appear bigger.
And you'll collect your money in a baggie.
You can actually keep the canvas bag. It's a collector's bag.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I just have to tell you guys that I knew what that sound was as soon as I heard it.
Oh, give her the prize.
Give
her the prize. Here's the prize. Rob's home address and phone number.
No, I don't need a prize. I just have to tell you, it's not that obscure. I have a 2-year-old that walks around and flips that when he's watching TV.
Has it been a good day for you today, having it all figured out?
Oh, no. We're back to this again.
No, this is new.
Let me just ask you something.
How's knowing everything today?
Let me just ask you something. Do you drive a minivan?
No.
All right, good. Thank you.
Of course you do. No. What do you drive?
A Jeep Wrangler.
A Jeep Wrangler.
Good for you, man.
A good car. Are you married or single?
I am married.
Married? Any kids?
2-year-old, I just said.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You just said that.
Yes, I'm sorry. I wasn't listening to you.
No, I just had to call because you guys were talking about it was like some obscure sound.
All right, honey,
I knew what it was.
It is obscure, but good for you for figuring it out.
Oh, she didn't figure it out.
No, and besides, isn't it bad when someone's backing me up and I still hate them? That Jeep Wrangler is good for the 2-year-old.
Bye, honey. Yeah, sorry you didn't figure that out.
So long, Captain Rollbar.
Bye-bye. Hello. Don and Mike Show, hello.
There's no need for all this hostility.
No, they're perfectly safe.
Hi there. Hi, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Jessica. Hey.
Pardon me?
This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Calling to ask, isn't that thing that flips open, doesn't that open when you stick it into the VCR?
It does.
Yes, it does.
In fact, yes, you don't normally hear it.
Yeah,
it's inside the machine.
That's right. So you wouldn't hear it or see it necessarily if you put it inside.
Right. It would probably be referred to as the hood. Which has been on the show in years past.
That's right.
In a different context.
I'm guessing since Mike has not said anything
she's wonderful.
Your virtues.
I really do believe she's wonderful.
That you are not a woman that gets everything you want.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I do.
Now, if she says that, it means she doesn't and she's still wonderful. It's totally unpredictable. What's your name, my lovely?
Jessica.
What drive you, Jessica?
Toyota Prius.
Okay.
Environmentally conscious.
All right, now hold on. What's wrong with that?
Nothing's really wrong with that.
I'll write you a letter.
You know, I thought, you know.
Well, Rob, I know with you, and I know what I'll
see. I'm pandering.
It all starts in Hawaii. Yeah. I know that's where it all starts.
Yeah, you know, that was me just briefly pandering to our right-wing audience. That was me pandering, you know, I said, oh, a Prius.
Yeah, that's unusual for you.
I mean, really, if it was, yeah, I mean, I, you know, if I was a different type of radio person, I would say, hey, you got a bunch of snowy owls in that Prius?
If I was so inclined. Or if you were the type who every day at 3:30 says something awful to some poor bitch called on this show. Some poor bitch who's just trying to get along and trying to call her favorite show. And
You know what it is because I had so much fun and Rob brought it up in the opening, I wanted to have another one and I thought it was appropriate.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wouldn't have guessed that sound, but I knew it. Once you guys said what it was, I knew exactly what you were talking about, because I would do that with tapes as well.
How's your day going, telling all your friends you're smarter?
No, I didn't say I would have guessed it.
See, it doesn't work with guys.
No.
What do you drive?
Saturn.
How long?
And now, now this guy, just because he's a guy, I know I can ask this. I know the answer. How long has it been that you've just not had what you want in life? Because every guy is going to say forever.
Right.
Yeah. What? All the time.
All the time.
Always. Not exactly the appropriate answer for how long has it been.
Mm-hmm. It would be forever.
It happens all the time.
Good for a Saturn owner, though.
Hello, Robert.
Hey, it's Robert.
Robert.
Hey, you guys are gods. But what is Spiewak's problem today?
What? Every day?
Why today?
No. He's looking a little pissier than normal today.
I'm not the one who affects a friend.
I'm going to give Rob a free pass here and say, Rob and I might be feeding off each other today.
I went to Anchorman specifically on your recommendation.
Yes, and?
I worked in the news business in San Diego, and I love Will Ferrell with his shirt off. It sucked.
You're an idiot.
Totally.
You're an idiot.
Who's pissy now?
You are getting... I will say, you know, and I'm trying to maintain objectivity here, because I don't like Will Ferrell, but I'm going to go see the movie. But you're getting more grief over this movie than we did when we hated Forrest Gump.
Let me just say, there were 28 million other people, or at least $28 million bills that crossed over one hand to another this weekend. All of those dollars can't be wrong. And I'm telling you, besides that, screw that. I stand behind it. It's funny. You don't know funny. My wife's a snob, and even she liked it. Hello?
He's gone.
You could just hang up.
Like the wind.
I wonder what he drives.
That's okay. What would that guy drive? That guy would... What's the crappiest guy? What's the worst? What's the crappiest? A Vega.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And apologies to anybody... Well, what the hell am I doing? If anybody's listening to the show right now, you're driving a Vega. Drive it off the road. Forget it. If you're driving a Vega, your life is over. You're listening to me right now in a Chevrolet Vega,
no need to...
forget it. Go to Home Depot and buy a hose.
No need to assassinate the Chevy Vega when you can take on the Nissan Quest.
Now, what's the Nissan Quest?
It's just a minivan. You could be the Dodge Caravan. You could be the Ford Windstar.
Well, you're still on the
minivan. You could be the Honda Odyssey.
What's going on, Odyssey? Here's Gary from Salt Lake. Gary.
What about the Element?
Hey, Don and Mike, Radio Don.
Hi there, Gary.
Don, I just was going to ask you something. Has Bart ever been to a Elton John concert?
Elton John.
What does that
mean?
Is a gay. Okay. All right. Everybody, that's fine. Have fun. Have good fun at my expense. Just wait until next year when you see them go. And the Oscar goes to Will Ferrell. That's when you can line up to kiss my ass.
I have a question.
Yeah.
If I go, am I allowed to walk out if I really hate it?
Yes.
All right.
Sure. But you won't. You won't. You'll like it.
I might not go see it tonight.
Why?
I might go see it over the weekend.
Okay, whatever. You see it whenever. Whenever you like it.
Well, I'm dying to dive into this debate.
Whenever you see it, you'll like it.
I mean, I'm dying to dive in and to either be on your side or not on your side and, you know, one way or the other, get this out in the open.
You should go tonight. We'll phone ahead and we'll have your chair waiting.
The special chair.
Your barber chair.
And I want to find this guy, Gary, and French kiss him.
Hello.
Isolate that.
Don and Mike show. We got two good ones now. Rob is black as a thousand midnights. Uh-huh. Mike wants to kiss Gary.
I do.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes, hello there.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going very well, thank you.
Good. I was going to say, I was actually going to guess the secret sound also. The little flip-top on the VCR tape, right?
You would have guessed that, huh?
Have you had a troublesome day not being able to generate an original idea?
No, I don't. Oh, come on. I was just sort of backing up. Maybe it wasn't as high, but maybe I figured it out.
I'm running out of gas with those.
Renee?
Yeah.
Hey, Renee?
Yeah, I figured it out because you mentioned it was VCR.
Hey, Renee?
Thing,
Renee?
Yeah.
Yes? I'll give you a tough one. You ready?
Are you going to hang up on me?
No, here's a brand new sound.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Okay. Here's the sound. Yeah, I hung up on you. What do you think I'm going to do? If I had the power, I'd shoot you.
I didn't know what you were doing over there. I thought you were going to play something.
No, see, when she said you're going to hang up, a sound effect would have been too good for her. The shut up sound effect would have been too good for that
I
woman.
Thought she was very nice.
Of course you did, Buzz.
The new secret sound is the sound of a self-important wench. That was from the pen of Spiewak.
I never wrote that.
He did. He wrote that for me.
Because I hate her. I hate Renee.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Oh, what's up, fellas?
We got to stop taking calls. We're running late. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hey, is this the guy with the Chevy Vega?
No.
No?
I'm calling to defend you on Anchorman. Right, that is the funniest damn movie.
I know, and I appreciate it. Hold on. Hey, I gotta hang up on you, dude. We gotta go.
Get rid of him before he damages your credibility.
I just lost the guy. Some guy was pissed and shocked from Sacramento driving a Chevy Vega. He was very incensed by the comment.
Really?
He hadn't heard? Yes. Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe it burst into flames, but he's gone.
Chevy Vega.
Vega.
He's gone. Hello? Is this him?
Don and Mike.
Is this the guy with the Vega?
No.
No.
I thought Anchorman was freaking hilarious.
Of course it is. Thank you, my friend.
There you go.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Stay classy, all right?
Okay. See? Mike, you gotta go see it. Then you'll get all the hip catchphrases.
Then they're gonna sweep the nation.
You'll be lounging in your new chair, and before you know it, you're gonna
stay classy, Don.
Ron Burgundy for everybody. We have to break. You know, I just want to say something today. I came in a fine mood today.
What happened?
You guys.
What did we do?
I don't mean just you guys. I mean you listeners too.
Oh well.
Well, what did we do?
I don't know.
It's something.
We've been entertaining.
I know you have. I know you have.
I'm very happy.
I know you have, but I don't like it when everybody else hates. Whenever it's like you're infringing on my territory.
I came in kind of a mediocre mood until my pal Gary.
I'm allowed.
Yeah. Yeah, of course you're allowed to hate.
And I love all women.
No, but you said something about me at the beginning, and I forgot what it was.
It wasn't cruel. It was just this guy looked
Elle
like you.
It was about the ugly guy that
looked like
you. You're
both very handsome.
I remember that. Now you're patronizing me, Buzz.
No, you'll see.
Now, and you get to get away with assaulting the minivan moms every day.
Well, one other thing I wanted to say before the break. Right. If somebody guesses the secret sound,
yes.
Can they also get an autographed photo of Rob Spiewak?
Oh, no!
Yeah, it's a good picture.
Okay.
We couldn't get out of the first break without mentioning that.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, I'm proud to say that again, in all the years I've worked with you guys, I have never sought the need to get a solo headshot.
Right.
Now, I understand.
Rob has a glamour shot now.
Rob has a glamour shot.
It's the best.
Where he's wearing a t-shirt and a suit jacket.
Sure.
And he's got one of his big old, fancy microphones, a shiny microphone.
It is an expression that I have never seen on his face.
It's an expression that says, I didn't know you were coming over, but as long as you're here, I'd be glad to entertain you.
That's exactly it.
Guilty.
I mean, what can I
say? We got to get them made up. You have to print those up.
It's the funniest headshot I've ever seen.
Funny because of its jiveness. That is why it's funny.
It is so jive, and you can see it if you buy a copy of Washington Wedding.
Oh, my God. Told you, I'm surrounded by whores. It's whore city around here.
Hey, sailor, want a party?
This picture of Rob.
$5.
Oh, God.
This picture of Rob is fantastic.
It is. It's wonderful.
You got to get them made up. Can you get them made up?
I think so, yeah.
Please do.
Oh, yeah, please.
Get those right out.
In time for Christmas.
Those right out to the
Dear fan. Mike.
You bet. You know what I want. Sooner, please.
All my best. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Imitate is the wrong word. It's not really an impersonation. He...
What? Say it.
Captures you.
He captures me?
Yeah, captures you.
Now, you listen, you little fruit basket. I am nothing like that sick f***. He's a pathetic, annoying nobody, and I am Hank f***ing Kingsley.
That's what I was saying.
Please leave. I'm sorry, did I forget to say now? There you go.
The Don and Mike Show.
No, it's not.
Hypno-larious.
It's not.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's not.
Sure it is.
We play Larry Sanders tapes all the time.
I've been happy on this show many, many times.
I am
I'm exceedingly happy today. Because of all the joking and all the fooling around, this chair has truly made me happy. I'm not a hard person really to please.
Hey, Mike.
This is incredible.
Mike!
Yes?
When you're hot, you're hot.
Thank you, Don.
When you're not, you're not.
Well, and thank
Look
you.
Around, Cafe.
And thank you, Gary, who I haven't met yet.
We have stuff to give away today on the show. Round trip transportation, hotel accommodations at Trump Plaza in Atlantic City, and tickets for boxing, HBO Boxing, Saturday, July 24. We'll give away two of those trips on today's show.
All right.
Also, the losers from The Amazing Race. Oh, the people last night on the show that were so annoying, Allison and Donnie.
Are they the dating couple?
They are. Mm-hmm. We have some clips that we'll play before they get on. They're the one she was constantly yelling at him, you're going the wrong way, you're going down the wrong street.
As they terrorize innocent South Americans.
So anyway, we'll have them on the show as well. The people from The Amazing Race, Allison and Donnie. And I guess Allison is such a big deal that she's doing many conference calls. So she can only get us in at a 15-minute window.
Of course.
But he's got all day. He said, call whenever you want.
Oh, that's nice. He's the cool guy. But they're not, like, linked, right? They're not engaged or boyfriend and girlfriend. They're just dating.
They had gone... Are they the ones that had gone out before and were thinking about getting back together? You know,
I think that was the couple we had last week.
There were so many of them on The Amazing Race to begin with. The only ones that I really remember are the two brothers, or the two guys that make pizza.
Yeah.
Then, of course, you know, the, not giving you the M word, the, you know, the...
Charla?
The dwarf.
Is it Charla or Charla? I don't know.
Or
if you watch it, don't watch much reality TV.
Oh, really?
Jerry Todd.
Too bad, Buzz. I think you'd like The Amazing Race. It's better than most reality shows.
I watched it the first season. See, you're the only one, and I guess Rob, too, because my TiVo went on the fritz, and I didn't get it on my TiVo, so I didn't see it. So you're the only... Was it as good as the previous week?
It was an outstanding episode.
Good.
So we'll have them on today as well. Now, I've got a couple of different phone numbers that I could call here from radio friends of mine. We've got a couple of minutes that I
could... Radio.
Swim in Lake Me for just a second. George McFly has called repeatedly. We've not talked to George on the radio in I think, over a year.
Now, he called you, a couple of months ago, right?
Yeah, he keeps calling.
Have you returned his call privately?
I have not returned the call privately.
So this would be it.
Yeah. George is doing mornings, I think, at KALC in Denver. I think that's where he's working. So I've had that on my list, call George McFly. Either do that off the air or on the air. Sometimes with George, on the air is better.
Yeah.
And then, as I mentioned yesterday... Beth Ann got an email from a guy who was a program director of mine, who I've mentioned on the air a couple of times, and he's not like a guy that I hated, or a guy that was always telling me, you're a dope, stop doing things that way.
He hated Buzz, though. Yes.
He would yell at me, but what I didn't realize is that long after I was done working with him, he worked with Buzz and apparently treated Buzz very poorly.
Well, we didn't get along. Maybe it was a bad time for both of us. I don't know.
Now, all I'll ask you before I try to cold call this guy...
You are so charitable.
...is that Bill Garcia was a common radio name. Is this the same guy from 99X in New York, WNDE Indianapolis, and WDRQ in Detroit?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
It's Greg Garcia? No, it's Bill Garcia.
Bill Garcia.
Bill Garcia.
Yeah.
Okay. I had nothing but good things to say about the guy. He was a guy that treated me good on the way up. And I like it when we get a note from a guy, you know, that says, hey, you know, whatever this note says, you know.
What is the note? Why did he send the email?
It says, a friend of mine was listening to Don and Mike a couple of weeks ago and heard Don mention a former program director, Bill Garcia. I am Bill Garcia. Ever since I've been told about this, more people have told me. I've tried to get in touch with the show. He had great things to say about me, I hear. I emailed you. I have not yet received a reply. And then he goes through some stuff to prove that it's him. I hired him at this station, and this station, this station.
I hate to point out the obvious.
What?
On that email.
What's that?
The desperation in it.
Well,
I don't know this guy.
I spent 40 years in the business. I'm semi-retired living in Massachusetts. I'd love to hear from Don and maybe get a portion of that show. I'd greatly appreciate you passing along the email.
No, I'm just kidding about that desperation.
That's the guy, Massachusetts.
You think it is?
So if he's semi-retired, then he's out of the business, and so that's all right.
So, here's my story with this guy, and then we can get to Buzz's story with this guy.
Didn't the Magic Christian describe himself as semi-retired?
We are feeding off each other today.
And others.
We really, really are. We are.
So when this guy
he
hired me.
He wants a job.
I don't think he does.
And a place to live.
He wants to live at your house.
Your guest.
No. Now, the other guy, he does.
Yeah.
Yes. George McFly, he does.
No, he wants my job.
He wants your job.
He's always wanted my job.
But he would want to live at my house if he had your job.
Yeah, sure. he'd want to come to work with you in the same car.
Yeah. So anyway, Bill Garcia, here's the story on this guy, at least my take. And then, Buzz, you tell me what relationship you had with him.
All right.
I was... just turned 18 years old, full of piss and vinegar, working in Pittsburgh with Don Cox on the radio, the guy that would fire guns and stuff. I've told you about him. Anyway, Don Cox calls me in and says one day, hey, you're going to be fired on Sunday. They're firing all of us.
Mm.
And I'd been in radio, I don't know, 3 or 4 years at this point. I just turned 18. And I don't know anything about climbing my way up the radio ladder. I don't know, the guys worked their whole lives to get to New York. But some guy says to me, hey, there's an opening at 99X in New York. Why don't you send a tape if you're about to get canned?
Yeah.
So I send a tape to New York. This guy, Bill Garcia, calls me up. I fly to New York. I'm wearing, a denim jacket that I bought, like, at the Pants Corral for $11. So it was, like, the dressiest thing that I had.
That store's not around anymore, is it?
No, sadly, Mike.
What a great name. One of the great names in retail, the Pants Corral.
Sadly, man, the Pants Corral no longer with us. They specialized in Levi product, as I recall.
Pre-Gap.
Yeah.
And then the Gap had Levi's, and now the Gap doesn't have Levi's anymore.
Right. Now the Gap has the Gap brand.
The Levi's store has Levi's.
Yes, and the Gap band sang, you dropped a bomb on me.
Right.
And also,
not to be confused with the Daz band that sang Let It Whip.
Very right. Or the band, which just sang down on Cripple Creek or whatever that day. Was not Cripple Creek. What's that?
The night they drove Old Dixie down?
No, but I'm getting them all mixed up now. There's something.
We were with the Gap Band and the Daz Band, and you flew into another
the
band.
I went just to the band.
Bob Dylan.
Because there was a group just called Just The Band.
And the band was a good band.
I get they're not that great. I can't remember any of their songs.
All right, Will, it'll come to you.
Anyway, this guy, Bill Garcia, so he hires me in New York. I don't know anything about working in a major market. He flies me up. He takes me to the show.
Shocker Shaggy came in with
the
answer.
Forget it. That's the band.
Oh, Joe got it?
Yeah.
Up on Cripple Creek.
Up on Cripple Creek.
So it's pretty. So it is Cripple Creek.
She sends me. Likes that song.
Who?
Superman. What's his name?
Christopher Reeve.
Any opportunity.
Yeah.
Any opportunity to slander the infirm.
Doesn't he go kayaking there? Parasailing? Be like Weekend at Bernie's. He's parasailing.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would.
Hello. Or it could be like, what about Bob? You know, hey, I'm sailing.
It could happen.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he hires me. Here's the deal with this guy. He hires me in the world's number one radio market.
Yeah.
Gives me a fantastic salary, and I go in after about a month and say, hey, listen, you know, I've got this wedding. This was when I was not even 18. On my 18th birthday, I pledged to marry my high school girlfriend, Dawn. Hello, biggest mistake of my life. We've already covered that. He said to me, well, being as you didn't tell me about this when I hired you, I can't just, you've been working here 6 weeks. I can't just let you take off a week now to get married. You should have thought about this with you when I hired you. So because I'm an idiot, I said, well, I guess I'm going to have to quit the job then at the country's most listened to FM radio station.
Oh, no. Wow.
And he said, I think this would be a bad career move for you. You know, you're only 18 and guys work their whole lives to get to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And because I thought that my ass didn't, I said, well, you know, I guess I should have told you, but see you later. Bye-bye. And because I was so...
Was it heated at all? It sounds like that would be... No?
No, it was not heated. He had long conversations with me. Mm-hmm. Say, please, you know, just call this girl, move your marriage, do whatever you got to do. It was a Saturday shift.
And he was right.
It was a Saturday shift. It was a...
So just a weekend deal?
Yeah, I just needed a weekend off. Mm-hmm. And I worked 6 days a week. I couldn't get the sixth day off. So I called, you know, my nutso girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, we can't change anything. You know, blah, 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 blah. And I should have said something to the guy when he flew me in. But
right.
I'm 17. I'm like 2 months away from turning 18. I think I'm going to get fired from one job. I'm about to be offered a job in the biggest market in America. And the guy says, when can you start? And I said, well, I guess right away. The last thing that I want to say to the guys, oh yeah, and in 6 weeks I need to take a couple of days off.
Right.
So I just thought, because I was young and stupid. Now I'm old and stupid, but young and stupid, forget it. I'll get through it.
And yet sort of inflexible by him.
Well, no, not really. Not yeah. really.
Just a day to get married,
yeah,
right?
But when I
look... He sounds like he might have been a bit of a hard case.
Well, here's why I don't think he's a hard case, okay. Because I'm the one that walked out.
Right, I understand.
And I quit, and I went back, and my next job was in Evansville, Indiana, which is market like 287. Well, as I'm working my way back up the ladder... Mm-hmm. Over the next year and a half, I'm working for Gary Bezerkowitz in Providence, Rhode Island, and I get a call one day from Bill Garcia. Now, here's a guy that I never thought I'd hear from again. I'm pretty sure he hated me, and I thought that I hated him. He calls me up, and he says, you know, hey, whatever happened, first thing he says, how's that wedding going? How'd that marriage go? And I said, Christ, it lasted less than 6 months. And he said, I told you. Yeah. You know, that's just not how it goes. And then he said, I still think you're fantastic. How much money are you making? And I was making $175 a week.
Right.
And he said...
Plus sundries. Right.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
In Providence.
In Providence, you would do... you called them billboards.
Uh-huh.
You would talk about mobster clubs. This is not a lie.
Yeah.
On your show, you'd just say, hey, 92 Pro FM, that's Bob Welch. Don't forget, go on down to Vito's down on 42nd Street. It's a fantastic club. And then once a week, you would go down and you would meet with a mobbed-up guy who would give you an envelope with $50 because you plugged his club on
that
the
was
air.
It. That's how it worked.
Do you think there was just a trace of Bill Garcia that was just trying... to make sure you didn't get married at age
18? I don't know. See, I don't know this, Rob. All I know is that...
You know, that'd be a great thing to ask him.
When he called me then and said, I will pay you... I was making like $175. He said, I'll give you $300 a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking in Providence at $175 in Indianapolis at $300.
Right.
I said, goodbye, Providence.
Sure.
So now I get to Indianapolis, and there's Bill Garcia. And outside of calling me like all program directors did to say, why are you talking so much?
Mm-hmm.
He was really a pretty good guy.
Right.
Put me on an afternoon drive. The problem is, this time he got fired. I arrived at the station, and a month later, Bill Garcia got fired.
Oh, really?
So then he leaves. He leaves, and about 6 months later, he gets a job in Detroit. So now he calls me up. I'm still in Indianapolis, and he says... And incidentally, I've been fired from the station that we were at because they ended up, when they fired him, they fired all the disc jockeys.
Right.
So I went to another station in Indianapolis. He calls me and goes, I'm at WDRQ in Detroit. This is like the nation's fourth largest market. I got a job for you. You're my guy. I know it's the third time, but I'm telling you, this time we're going to make it work. And I said, you got it. Tell me what you need. And he said, here's what I need. I need to make sure that you don't get married and leave, that you don't have a crisis and leave, and we have to make sure that I don't get fired so that I don't leave.
Mm-hmm.
He said, so let's make a pact. You're going to come work with me in Detroit. We're going to do everything we can so I'm not fired.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is, no matter what happens, you can't quit.
Right.
Because I had a reputation in radio. If something didn't go my way, I would just say, hey, screw you, there's another station. I put my stuff in a U-Haul and leave.
Right.
So what I did was I sit the guy down because he was a friend at that point, still is, and I said, I'd be glad to take the job. I'm dying to get out of Indianapolis.
Sure.
I will only quit if two radio stations call me. And they're both such long shots, it'll never happen.
Right.
Either WLS in Chicago, my all-time favorite station,
right,
or WPGC in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked each other in the eye, and he said, that's a fair deal.
Mm.
If either one of those stations, because it was so mind-boggling,
yeah.
I had a reputation at that point as being a guy that was talented, but a guy that, if you told him to shut up, I might just get up and walk out and leave and,
right.
And like, ruin reputations, you know, burn all my bridges.
Yeah.
So he said, we made the pack, we shook hands.
Right.
The poor son of a bitch. I'm working in Detroit less than a month. Scott Shannon calls me up.
From WPGC.
Gets the job at WPGC. And he says, hey, boy, how you want to come back home? And I just said, without thinking, yes, I'll take the job. You know, the money was about the same. I said, I'll take it.
Right.
Then I had to go to Bill Garcia. And now, this is now the second time that I've done this to him. I go in in his office. I'm not even unpacked yet. All my stuff is still in there. That's the city where I had sex with a midget. While Big Jim Ryan watched me in my empty condo.
That's one of the sicker moments in radio.
I hadn't even lived there long enough yet.
So when you walked into this guy's office, did he know?
Did he know by the look on your face?
I remember the day, like every day in Detroit when I worked there. It was gray and snowy, and I drove to Southfield where the station was, pulled my car and went upstairs, and I was doing like 6 to 9 at night. I had a nice cherry shift.
Right.
I liked Big Jim Ryan. He's a famous radio, some corporate guy now. Back when he was a good guy, we would party. I would come in early, hang around.
Right.
I got there about 2. I go in. I sit down at Bill Garcia's desk. He goes, "What's happened?" And I said, "You're not going to believe who called me." And he said, "WLS will not hire you." And I said, "You're right. WLS is not hiring me. WPGC is hiring me."
Oh.
And he was cool with it.
Yeah,
he was
yeah.
cool. He said, "That was the deal." The only maybe jerky thing that he said was something like, as I was leaving, and I remember it was nice. It was snowing, and we hugged, and we shook. And he says, "If you go there and your ass gets blown out, don't call me." He said, "If you go to that station, you got to stay there like 2 years.
Right.
You can't
go." He sounded like he was trying to guide. He sounds like